Pennsylvania's First Lady Frances Wolfe undid the chains that kept the justice bell silent and rang it with help from Alexander Tattnall, the great niece of Catherine Wentworth Ruschenberger. Ruschenberger commissioned the bell in 1915, a replica of the Liberty Bell.
One of the biggest differences is the clapper was chained, and that was to show the silence of the woman's vote. They were not allowed to vote.
The bell now calls the Washington Memorial Chapel in Valley Forge home, and chair of the board of directors, Maria Bommersbach, says back in 1915, Ruschenberger took that bell on a tour.
She mounted on a Ford pickup truck, and she took that truck on a driving tour of 67 counties throughout Pennsylvania.
In an unsuccessful effort to get support for a state amendment to allow women's suffrage, on June 24th, 1919, Pennsylvania voted in favor of the 19th Amendment. It would take effect about a year later. In Valley Forge, Jim Melwort, KYW News Radio.